Woolsey Brother, 1873. Dear Brother Woolsey, some things have come to my mind clearly that the Lord has shown me in your case. I saw you walking under a cloud. You seemed to be stumbling as you walked. You looked upon my husband's course with suspicion and distrust. You were in great danger of encouraging doubts and unbelief, which, if indulged, would increase until you would consider it a virtue to doubt. You are not naturally spiritually minded, and since you came to Battle Creek, circumstances have revealed your true condition or the true state of your heart. If you desire, you can see where you have made grave mistakes in giving place to the enemy. When you yield to the temptations of Satan, fall into doubt, and encourage darkness by talking unbelief, you become weaker every time and have less moral power and spiritual grace to withstand the next trial or proving of God. When you resist the temptations of Satan and gain a victory over his devices, you obtain strength and are better fortified for the succeeding conflicts and trials which must come upon every follower of Christ. I saw that your feelings in regard to brethren Jones and Lunt were wrong. You have not cause for cherishing bitterness against them. They have occasion to feel tried with you, but your feelings toward them are cruel. You deceive your own soul and gather darkness about yourself in your feelings toward them. Until you put these feelings away by resisting the temptations of Satan and through humiliation and repentance seek help and grace of God to do your duty to them as to Christ's brethren, you need not expect that the light and love of God will abide upon you. Christ has marked your feelings and your motives, which spring from selfishness, in your deportment to these brethren. Inasmuch as ye have done this to the least of Christ's brethren, ye have done it to Christ in the person of his saints. Brother Woolsey, would you treat Christ as you have treated these men? Examine your own heart closely and root out every root of bitterness. Examine your motives. See how readily your heart has risen up against these brethren of Christ. How easily your feelings have been stirred. How readily you have encouraged suspicion and jealousy of their motives and of their deportment, and let bitterness into your soul. All these things bring the frown of God upon you. I saw Satan presenting to you his temptations for you to seek honor of men, to gain position and influence with the world. Your motives were not right. You did not have an eye single to God's glory. You wished to exalt yourself, and the tempting bribe of Satan fascinated you. "All this honor will I give you," said Satan, and you were overcome. You were more anxious for position and worldly honor than to deal justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You need to humble your heart to see your dangers and make a strong, determined effort for everlasting life, for durable honor and enduring riches. You need to buy gold tried in the fire that you may be rich, white raiment that you may be clothed, and eye salve that you may see. You are in danger of selling your birthright for a mess of pottage. For position or praise of men, you will sacrifice your spirituality. Eternal life is worth everything. If you are willing to make any and every sacrifice for it, you can have it. If not, you must lose it. Infinite sacrifice has been made for you, that you might be exalted through Jesus Christ to honor and glory and immortal riches, if you will comply with the conditions and walk even as Christ walked. I have to stop just here, but thought these few words might give you some light in regard to your condition and what to do. I have hastily written many pages of testimony for yourself and brethren Jones, Lunt, and Loughborough, but cannot finish it. We'll let you have it when completed.